Today, the RBA's third phase of tightening and what happens next. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, for our latest post covering finance and property news. Well, the Reserve Bank of Australia's Assistant Governor of Financial Markets, Christopher Kent, gave an address to Bloomberg on Wednesday, where he expressed why the RBA is reluctant to lift the official cash rate further. And he said the RBA is in its third phase of monetary policy tightening as it assesses the impact of interest rate rises to date. The current stage is, quote, an opportunity to see how the economy and how the data is evolving. But he also reiterated that further rate increases may still be needed. Much of the presentation concerned the lags as monetary policy takes effect. Basically, the RBA expects further impacts on the economy as the lag effects of the 4% of monetary policy tightening delivered over the last 18 months flows through. He said, the lags of transmission means that some further effect of rate increases to date are still to be felt through the economy, which will provide further impetus to lower inflation in the period ahead. So while the RBA has hiked official interest rates by less than most other developed nations, Australians have experienced one of the sharpest increases in outstanding mortgage rates. This reflects the fact that a much higher share of Australian households carry variable rate mortgages. As Kent said, the cash flow channel is less prominent in economies where most debt is locked in at fixed rates for lengthy periods. In the United States, for example, mortgages are typically fixed for 30 years. And it's worth remembering that Australians are more indebted than their peers, which also makes Australians much more sensitive to interest rate rises. And Kent also warned that Australian households will pay a record share of their incomes on debt repayments once the fixed rate mortgage reset runs its course next year. He said, compared to the earlier episodes of rising interest rates, this channel has been operating with a slight delay, given the high initial share of fixed rate loans. But around half of all those loans that were fixed at a low rate have now rolled off, and most of the rest will do so over the next 12 months. Required mortgage payments are at a record share of household disposable income and will rise further as more fixed rate loans expire. CBA shows that by the middle of 2024, households in aggregate will be paying just over 10% of their disposable incomes on servicing their mortgages. But of course, that's not a very good picture because it averages across all households. But this built-in monetary policy tightening in Australia could be one reason why the RBA will be reluctant to lift the official cash rate further. Australia's monetary system will tighten on its own as much more pandemic-era fixed-rate mortgage resets from rates of around 2% to variable rates of more than 6%. But that, of course, means that those with big mortgages will be worst hit, while others that are still enjoying their savings buffers will continue to spend. And the question will be whether the current settings will crush inflation or whether more rate hikes are needed. As I discussed the other day, there are significant pressures on the RBA to lift further, and some economists are expecting another one or two hikes into 2024. So either way, there is little rate relief on the horizon for the next year plus, and there could be some higher rates. And as for the variable lags, well, we'll have to wait and see how they play out. But certainly in my surveys, as I discussed earlier in the week, the number of households with cash flow pressures continues to build. And frankly, I can see no relief for the next few months and perhaps the next year or so, which is not good news. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.